Pescalicals and they dazzle you and me to the point where we look back and at each other's bedroom feet. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you in the street. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you till I'm beat up on the street. We're onto something ethereal, and our bodies stop in time. Our eyes are glow and the days are slow to the dawn of you and I.
Was Indie Rock Has-Beens, and before that, Firstie by The Adam Brown, an indie pop band from Montreal who released their album What We'll Never Know this summer. They've toured with Michael Cera and Alden Penner and were the first indie rock band to have a residency at the Banff Centre. I spoke with Adam over Skype. Adam, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks so much for having me on, May. I really appreciate it.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I started writing songs when I was about 6 or 7 years old. I got my first guitar when I was 7. My parents didn't play anything, but my grandparents, both my grandfathers, were choir directors. So there was music in the family like back then. It just kind of skipped a generation, and I guess I picked up on it.
Do you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
Oh, well, like record being a different thing than tape and CD. So record, I can't remember. Actually, I do. I got a record. The first record I bought was a John Lee Hooker record. I think it was called The Real Folk Blues. The first cassette tape I got, I was much younger, and it was Weird Al Yankovic, like Greatest Hits, it was his first record. It's Weird Al's first record. And the first CD I bought was Weezer's Blue album. I was like, yeah.
All pretty good choices.
Thank you. I have to give credit to Weird Al, because I think I'm not the only one, but you kind of get into Weird Al when you're a kid, because it's funny and whatnot, but he kind of opens up your world to all these other kind of forms of music, that you wouldn't have, that maybe your parents didn't listen to or you wouldn't have gotten into otherwise. So Weird Al, if you're listening, big ups, man.
Totally agree. Still a huge fan.
Good.
Your name is Adam Brown, and your band's called The Adam Brown, but you claim that's the band's not named after you. Can you explain this mystery for me?
There's a train. Well, I had to trick the other members. That's one thing. But there is a train from right around where you are, right in the BC interior, that is, 200 years old at this point? Around 200 years old? Maybe not two, but like 150 years old, called the Adam Brown. So we're actually named after that train, believe it or not. So right around your neck of the woods, there was a train, and we're named after that train. That being said, so my name's Adam Brown, and there are so many other Adam Browns just on Facebook and, real estate agents and all this kind of stuff. But there were so many Adam Browns who played music. Even at the time when we were starting the band, there was page after page of other Adam Browns. I would say I'm the best one out of all of them, so I had to kind of differentiate myself from the rest of them as well.
Tell me a little bit about the current members of your band that worked with you on your latest record.
Yeah, sure. The longest running member these days is my friend Martha, who plays bass, and she sings on it as well. There's also Monique, who sings on it, and she plays keyboards live, but did not on the record because she didn't feel like it, because she was tired. Sorry. there's Monique, who sings some of the lead parts. So I take a back seat sometimes. And there are three of my buddies who play drums. So there's my oldest and dearest friend, Steph, who plays drums on most of the record. And my buddy, Hot Carl, who plays drums on a few songs. And my buddy, Colin, who plays drums on the first song on the record.
How do you approach your songwriting? Is it a collaborative process at all, or do you really take the lead with that?
So here's the thing. It's almost like they don't come to me in dreams, but they just come to me. So I'll be like at the bus stop or walking home or at work or in the shower or whatnot. And, maybe I'm walking in a rhythmic way or the water's trickling on me in a rhythmic way or whatnot. And it triggers something. So they, I almost feel like I don't even write them. They just, I just kind of listen and they appear, if that makes sense.
Wow. You're very lucky.
I guess so. But hey, if anybody comes up with ideas or they want to do, take a song in a different direction, I'm into it. I'm not too stubborn that I won't listen to other people's ideas.
You formed the band back in 2004, released a full-length record a couple years ago, and this summer you released your second album, What We'll Never Know. How do you feel your sounds evolved with the newer music?
So we worked on that first record for about 10 years. In fact, in total, it was probably closer to 12 years. And I was really kind of sick and tired of my voice, and I was kind of sick and tired of the same old songs. So we toured England and Europe and came back, and I just sort of imagined with this imaginary band with this imaginary singer, what would they sound like? How would they excite me? What would I be really into listening to right now? And that's how these songs came up.
You have a really cool video on YouTube for the second track on the record, Disco Mossman.
Thank you.
Tell me about that song in the video.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, I would have loved to have Martha in the video as well. She sings on it as well, and some other members of the band. But that was sort of filmed COVID time. I'm sorry. So yeah, that was sort of filmed COVID time. So it was just me and a green screen in my bedroom, and. I figured I'd find some kind of interesting background, but I looked into old cartoons that had sort of lost their copyright that I was able to use. So you'll find probably three different Mickey Mouse wannabes. Apparently, back in the day, there were all these other companies trying to do their own Mickey Mouse, like, you know. I'll just make up things like Barney the Bear and, you know, Moki the Moose and all this, you know. So they're all in there. And the original Tom and Jerry, before they were a cat and mouse, are in there as well. So there's also Betty Boop. There's a lot of old cartoons. And it's the best I could do, you know, alone with my MacBook, with no friends to help. I try my best. Thanks for saying you liked it.
I loved it. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.